It is 8:41 on a finally Friday morning. We dig out from all that snow we got this week. I know Georgia Baldwin, Fort Gratiot Township Supervisor, is so excited to see all that snow out there.
Oh, Paul, the snow, it's killing me. I'm not a big snow fan anyway, but, you know, around Christmas time, I can tolerate it maybe a little bit, but by now, I'm done.
This is the time of year when we've all pretty much had it with snow, and the good news is we're about done with it. I mean, if you look at the calendar, you say, all right, two more weeks of March, and then it's April. It might snow in April, but probably not.
No, it's not going to. Okay. Let's just set it now. Right. It's not going to snow in April. We're going to be good. Yes, it's... Even the snow, even the really big snow lovers, I think, are kind of done.
We're done. Absolutely. Done. Mm-hmm. So what's besides all this snow in Fort Gratiot, what's going on up in the fort?
Let's talk about warm things.
Yeah.
So warm things are my favorite. And yard waste is coming up soon. That will be April 10th and 11th that kicks off. We've gotten a tremendous number of calls. So as soon as it gets warm and when the snow was all gone, we were getting calls every 10 minutes. You know, when does yard waste start up again?
People were starting to trim bushes and get their yards ready for spring.
Everyone wants to get outside.
Yeah.
And they're ready to do something.
Yeah.
And be active. And so, yes, April 10th and 11th. You know, if your day is Tuesday, it's the 10th. If your day is Wednesday, it's the 11th.
Okay.
You can start to set your yard waste out. So that's pretty exciting. And then at our board meeting Wednesday night, we approved a contract with Happy Dog Paddle Sports. So it's a part of the Happy Dog Yoga Studio Yoga Company. And they are going to be able to set up at our North River Road Park at the kayak launch and have kayaks available for rental for anyone to come down and launch out of North River Road. And we are so excited to be partnering with them for this because, you know, if you're just getting into kayaking and you don't know a whole lot about it, or you haven't invested in a kayak yet, or you don't have a good way to transport it, they'll be set up. And we'll post the hours. We're going to, you know, do a lot on our website. Happy Dog is going to do a lot on their website. But we're so excited that when Rhonda Jones called and said, we'd really love to get people on Black River. Because if you're a novice like I am personally, I'm not ready to go out on big water. You know, I could go out into the lake off of maybe Fort Gratiot County Park or something, but not under the Blue Water Bridge. You know, I wouldn't be ready for any of that. So. But our North River Road Park is a cool space, you know, and it needs some work. I think we're just starting to get into the planning of updating the park and maybe adding some new features, you know, just starting to really kind of look at it and see what we can do with that space. But to highlight the kayak launch and make it available to people who don't have a kayak, but they really want to get out in the water. Super exciting. We've also been working with Tom and Lori Dennis, and they're with the Blue Water Audubon Society also, in the Oxbow that kind of goes around Elks, just past Willow Ridge Golf Course, that kind of thing. Down in that area, apparently, there are incredible opportunities for bird watching. And so they've given us an entire list of what birds you can see, and the best way to see them is from the water. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the whole concept just kind of all coming together this, you know, January, February has been amazing. I'm so excited for spring to kick off.
That's cool. Yeah. That's what a great idea, because a lot of people would like to have a kayak. And like you said, either they don't have a way to transport it, or they live in a small space where they can't store it, or they're just not sure they want to make the investment yet. You know, that's, you know, you don't want to go buy a kayak and then find out that you don't like being in a kayak, or you're not good at it or whatever. So, yeah, rent one. Try it out.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And they're trained, and so they'll be able to give you tips. You know, everyone who works with Happy Dog will know, be able to tell you here, the do's and the don'ts and how to stay safe and the life preservers and all of that. So we're really excited to partner with a local company and get people out on our waterways.
Cool. What else is going on?
So... our website, I think I kind of talked about that a little bit. We're undergoing some changes to the website. Right now, I think it's okay as far as information, but it needs a little work on presentation. So we'll be adding things. So watch the website for the Audubon information and the birding information, the kayaking information. But the other thing we're going to be adding probably within the next couple days are some seasonal job postings. So we have that coming up. One of the things that we're doing differently this year in Sunset Memorial Gardens in our cemetery, we have about 750 headstones that really need to be raised. And, you know, over the years, they start to settle a little bit. And, you know, you try to find different mechanisms to keep it so that you're not having that. Because from a, you know, obviously for family, we want the headstone to be as presentable as possible. But then for logistics, like mowing and things, the divots, you know, it can hurt a headstone. So This year, we will be looking for at least for two people. We've approved for two people to just literally raise headstones all summer long. We want to get the 750 done this year. So we'll be posting for that position. We'll be posting for one in our assessing department, so they get to go and take pictures of properties in the township, and a couple of people for parks, seasonal parks, the mowing, ball fields, ball tournaments, that kind of thing. So we'll be posting, I think, for five seasonal positions. They range from $10 an hour to $11.37 an hour, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But watch the website. If you've got, you know, a college kid who's going to be home and needs something, make sure to send them this information. We'll be posting it, hopefully hiring the end of hiring in April to start May to November.
All right.
But we need some team members to help us. The township's getting bigger. We've got a lot to maintain.
And spring is coming.
It is, and it's so close. So we want to get people in place. But and then the Gardendale Marketplace. We've talked about the Gardendale Marketplace a little bit.
Yeah, remind us what that is. It's going to be a farmer's market, basically, right?
Right. So farmer's market park area, we were able to purchase the property just east of the Fort Gresham Municipal Center. The structures were removed this week, so now it's a vacant lot. And we're really excited to get moving on a community garden. And, you know, I've spoken with some community members about community gardens and really how they can work the most effectively, because I don't really know a whole lot about that. So I've reached out to people, and, you know, you can break it into little areas, and you can have the Miller family 10 by 10 square, and that's your responsibility, and you maintain it, you can plant whatever you want. And then you would have the opportunity to either take your goods or to sell them at the farmer's market.
Oh,
so this year we do have one commitment for one of the buildings. So our plan is to have some smaller, you know, like a 14 by 16 size building, similar to the Port Austin farmer's markets. So have some stationary buildings and then some tent area, because this property also touches our bike path. And so we're really excited to have that connectivity. And then eventually what I'd really like to do is get involved in a bike share program. So the same idea with the kayak rentals, if you didn't have an easy way to transport your bicycle, but you really wanted to bike the bike path, then you'd be able to just rent a bike right on site. And again, those opportunities to just get people out on these trails, our water trails and our bike paths are an amazing piece. And so, but they're not accessible to all if you don't have the equipment.
Right.
So those are some of the goals that we have in place that we're really excited to get working on.
Cool. Fun stuff. Big road project coming up this spring too.
Oh goodness. Yeah. Well, a couple. North River Road will be repainted, really. There isn't actual construction, it's the painting. That I believe is a spring project as well. And then the bridge, and it's funny because I think you drive over it every day and you don't really think of it as a bridge. But
true.
Truly, yeah, it's a bridge in front of Blue Water Chrysler and TJ Maxx. MDOT is still planning that project to begin in early May and to be wrapped up by Memorial Day. We have a pre-construction meeting on Wednesday. So the next time I come in, I'll be able to give you a little more info on what the nuts and bolts of that is. But they're ready to go, and the timeline is aggressive, but they feel like they're going to be able to meet it, and if not, beat it. So that's the goal. But you know, cruise weekend comes about a month after that.
Yes, it does.
I have some concerns, but I'm going to trust the process, and we'll see where it goes.
Think spring.
Think spring.
Think spring. Think spring.
Yes. Think spring, and think quick work and safety for those workers,
right,
but that they can get it done in 16 days. That's
there you
what
go.
We're going for.
Why not? Georgia, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.